I might tell you a little praise report just to start off. As many of you know, we've been done a lot of traveling lately, and we've been in Canada for a week, and then we came home. I was home one day, and then we were in Norway for 8 days. So we got to see the Lord do a lot of wonderful things. But one of the things, I talked to the pastor from Canada this last week. I hadn't spoken with him since I've been back, but he called and wanted to talk with me. So I finally got in touch with him. And when I did, one of the things that was so amazing was one of the couples that came up, they didn't go to church, but they had a 8 or 9 year old sick boy. So when they saw the signs on the side of the highway, in fact, one of the places, as we drove out away from town there one day, there was a big 18-wheel tractor trailer sitting on the side of the road out there that said, Thurman Scrivener, Healing Ministry, and give the address and said, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, come to the meeting. Wow, I thought, wow, what a big sign. You know, and so that's a big sign. And I forget how many thousands of people he said come down that highway every day. And so they had it on both sides of the truck. So I thought, how, wow. And so anyway, and there was, as we went back another way, he and I went and made a couple of 30-minute radio shows over at the radio studio. And then on the way back to the church, came another direction, and we're driving along, and there's another great big sign about this big, you know. I'm sitting on the side of the road. I thought, wow. He said, yeah, somebody put those signs up for us free, advertised for us for free. So I thought, well, praise God. Well, there was a couple that was driving down the road that saw one of those signs, and they didn't go to church, but they had an 8 or a 9 year old boy that was sick. And so when they came to the meeting, they came up for prayer. And of course, when they came up, they said they wanted their son to be prayed for healing. And I said, well, how long have y'all been married? That's it, Terry, never. I said, you mean the boy is 9 years old and y'all have never been married? No. I said, well, the boy cannot be healed. I said, the boy is under a curse from God because of y'all's disobedience. I said, so you have to repent. I said, the God we serve is a merciful and awesome God. I said, if you too will tell God, I said, are you Christians? Well, they said they were years ago. They had, you know, supposedly accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But how many people do you know that made Jesus Savior, really never made him Lord, you know, and then they go their own way, you know, and they forget about God? Well, that's what happened to this couple. And so they acknowledged the fact that they did know Jesus as their Lord, and now they were, and their Savior, and that they was willing to repent for what they had done, and that then they would go get a marriage license and get married. I said, well, if you'll make God that promise, then I'll pray for your son. And so I prayed for the boy upon the grounds that they would get married and stop sinning. Maurice, the pastor, called me. He said, the couple has been coming back to his church every Sunday. And he said, this last Sunday, they had an awesome testimony. He said, of course, they immediately went out, got a marriage license, and got married. They did do what God says, but last Sunday, they had a tremendous testimony. They took their son back into the doctor for his monthly test. And when the doctor got through checking, he said, I don't know what's wrong with this boy, but there's nothing wrong with him that I can find. And so for the first time in 9 years, this boy's healed. Now see, they didn't dream that their sin was keeping their child under a curse, which was making the boy sick. He had several things wrong with him. But after mom and dad repented and got right with God, it took away the enemy's legal claim to the child. And then whenever I prayed, isn't it amazing how God will take your credit card up front? Even before they obeyed God, and I prayed, he so wants to bless his children that he was willing to start a healing process. And obviously, I mean, he might have started it right then. He might not have started it till they got married. I don't know. But all I know is that just a few weeks ago, they did get married. And then last week, when they did take the boy to the doctor said, I just can't find anything wrong with this boy. He's totally healed of everything. Does obeying God pay good dividends? Yes. Why in the world don't we believe these things from God's word? it just so amazes me that God made us all these wonderful promises, and we try to claim these promises without obeying what He says. It's kind of like a boy. The daddy says, "Son, I'm going to be out of town all week, but I got a guest coming next Saturday. And so before I get home Friday night, I want you to have the yard all mowed and cleaned up. And if you will, I'll give you $50 when I get home Friday night." So when daddy comes home Friday night, the yard is a disaster. It's not been mowed. There's junk and toys and stuff laying around all over the place. And the boy comes running in and says, "Hi, Dad, you old fool, where's my $50? Do you think the boy's going to get the $50? He might get 50 something else, huh? But chances of him getting $50 is not likely, is it? Now then, if Dad had come home and the yard had been manicured, beautiful and clean, and everything, the porch was swept off and everything was in perfect shape, he would have been looking for that boy to reward him, wouldn't he? See, it works the same with us. If we will obey God, He will absolutely just go overboard to bless us with everything. So the example of every child of God, if we come down sick, in fact, I got tickled at Pat this week. She was telling me, she said, "You know, Pastor, for years I took thousands of dollars worth of vitamins. Yeah, she said supplements and everything else, but said they never really done me a lot of good. But she said, when I came here and learned that there's a spiritual problem behind it, and I got rid of my sin, she said, I don't need the supplements anyway no more." Isn't that awesome? That if you just obey God, that's all you have to do is obey the Lord, and He just blesses your socks off. Well, we're going to go to the scripture today, and I want to take you to a scripture that talks a little bit about something that most of us don't want to hear. Oh, goodness, Lord, you could have wrote the whole book and left that out. But let's go to 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 5 to start off with, and NLT will be okay. But let's go to 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 5. And I want to show you something here that the Lord says, and I don't like this, but He put it in there, so it's just part of it. I mean, every one of us have to listen to what He says. There's no exceptions to the rule. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 5 in the NLT. "So then, since Christ suffered physical pain..." Now, how many of you like physical pain? No. Y'all are just like me. Oh, there's only one thing I hate worse than pain. More pain. That's exactly right. "So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude He had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin." Uh-oh. Did you see that? Meditate on that last line. "For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin." Now then, when you get a hold of the principle that sin is what brings sickness and pain into your life, when you get a hold of that, and let's say that a person comes down with some kind of very, very painful disease. Say they've done something that was awful as far as we're concerned. I mean, just like this couple living together for 10 years, you know, and had this child out of wedlock. They had no idea why their child had suffered all these years. But it was because of sin. Now then, how many people do you know that have come down with some kind of... let's take a woman, for instance, with breast cancer. You know, I mean, the other night we were watching some kind of a... or listening to some kind of a program, and they were talking about the millions of dollars they've spent on research for breast cancer. And when they made that statement, I just told Cheryl, I said, "Honey, you know, I guess I ought to call them and tell them that I have your answer, and I'll give it to you for free." And I said, "But they don't want it, do they? They don't want it, you know. The thing about it is we've isolated breast cancer down to a point that if a woman has breast cancer in her left breast, and of course I know every woman wants to have breast cancer, doesn't she? Oh, she doesn't? No woman wants to have breast cancer? Well, you know, then there's a requirement from God's Word that if she will meet the requirements of God's Word, I can guarantee you every woman that wants to not have breast cancer, if you'll obey God, you won't have it. You won't have it. Now, Rosemary says she ain't never going to have it, but you know the requirements too, don't you, girl? See, now the thing about it is we've isolated this down that we know that whenever a woman comes down with suffering and pain with breast cancer, there's always, if they go so far as to take off one of the breasts, and then, you know, there's a tremendous time of recovery, and that woman never recovers fully because there's always tissues and things that don't grow back right, and then they can't raise their arms up because it tears or stretches. It's awful what happens to people that go through this kind of pain. Now then, if you really realize, or anybody ever teaches you, that that pain you had to go through was there because of sin, when you really get that in your head and in your heart, that I had breast cancer in my breast and had to have it taken off, and now I'm suffering all this pain because of sin, how much sin would you go through anymore? Chances are you won't. Just like that scripture says, for if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. Now, I think about a woman in this church that I taught her and her husband these principles, and she came down with breast cancer. And I told her what the problem was. She received it, and we prayed for her, and I told her, I said, you're now healed. And her husband told me, he said, now look, I'm new at this. I have never seen this before in my life. The church we go to, they don't teach these kind of things. So he said, you know, I'm going to take her in and have surgery done anyway. I said, well, okay.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Receive a Crown of Glory and Honor, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.